If you're a company looking to get people's attention at this time of year, and you don't sell things that people want to buy for Christmas, what are you going to do? Well, a number of companies have realized that it's a really good scheme to kind of round up the year that's just been and get people to think about that and thus think about their company. So Spotify famously do this really well. They do their year unwrapped at the end of the year, and they tell you the things you've been listening to that year. And this year they gave a new thing, which I have mixed feelings about. They said what your musical age was based on what you've been listening to. And mine was 88. Which, for the avoidance of doubt, is not my chronological age. But we had gone to see the Nutcracker at the start of the year, and it was requested by my children clearly many times throughout the year. So I was right up there as a Tchaikovsky fanboy. The Cambridge Dictionary recently announced that it's Word of the Year, which it had been looking at words that were being used, particularly new words, that kind of thing. And it said the Word of the Year was parasocial, which may make some of us feel like our technology age is 88. Parasocial means the connection that someone feels between themselves and a famous person they do not know, a character in a book, film, TV series, etc., or an artificial intelligence. This could be, for example, Taylor Swift, who is the queen of this. Or it could be some other creative person for you who may not have Taylor Swift's mastery of sharing her feelings and her emotions through their art, but they move you with their art and with what they share of their life. It could be someone you follow on social media who resonates with you because of their personality or their style, the opinions they have, the expertise they have, or you just like the way they blow things up. It could be your favorite dancer on Strictly, your favorite traitor or faithful, your favorite racer across the world, if that's what they're called. Or indeed, any member of the Scottish men's football team who played in that game against Denmark. There are lots of people out there whose lives we want to share with in some way. And the technology we have can make that feel possible. And as we approach Christmas, the attraction of parasocial relationships might become a little clearer to you. Isn't it easier to watch someone you know you like who has rehearsed and edited themselves than sit in the same room as that family member who always upsets you? But as one cultural commentator observed about the people you might have a parasocial relationship with or might want to, you can feel close to them, know their voice, habits, humor, values, and tiny details of their lives, but they do not know you. This relationship can feel personal, but it's not mutual. Now, because real relationships are complicated, you may consider that a compromise worth making, but you don't have to. Now, this may seem like a modern phenomenon because it uses modern technology, but really it's just another case of technology massively amplifying and sometimes distorting age-old human needs. We are meant to be involved with other people. We are meant to be caught up in something that is greater than ourselves. But parasocializing cannot fulfill those longings. Social media feeds seem full of people looking at us, which can make us feel like we have a connection with them. But though they are staring at you, they cannot see you. Not truly. Christmas, however, is a different story. In all three of the readings that we've heard from the Bible tonight, we were told that Jesus is not only God made visible, but God with us. If you read the Gospels, you will see again and again, Jesus is with people. He's talking with people. He was seen by them and he saw them. He allowed them to interrupt him and he got involved in their lives. He saw people's pain and he brought healing. He saw their wrongdoing, and he brought the truth. He knew their past, and he offered them a better future. He called them to be with him. Now, Jesus is dazzlingly brilliant in so many ways. He is wise, he is powerful, he is perfect. And he could have been all of those things whilst keeping his distance from us, receiving our love, but giving nothing back. But he didn't do that. Real love must be mutual. It must involve both sides. It can't be based on a fantasy, but on real knowledge. And so God made it possible for people to know him and know his love and love him in return by coming to be with us as one of us. Now, the number of people who experienced Jesus that physically close was obviously pretty small, certainly as a proportion of the world's population. He was there for a short period of time in one specific place. There were crowds of thousands. There were hundreds of individual encounters. And then a smaller group of people who really got to know him. And we can't see Jesus as they did. But unlike the people we might be tempted to form parasocial relationships with, those whom we see but they can't see us, in this case, we may not be able to see Jesus, but he can see us. His love took him to the cross to die for us, and then he defeated death for us and rose to eternal life. And now, because he isn't physically present in only one place on earth, he can meet with people in Edinburgh and Ethiopia and the Emirates and Ecuador and everywhere, all at once. Anyone can have a real and mutual relationship with the infinite and eternal God. This is where those longings for connection and for significance find their true fulfillment. Many of us here would tell you that that has been our experience. We know that Jesus sees us and loves us. Though we don't see him in person, we see him in action and we sense his presence. As we read about him in the Bible, he tells us timeless truths, but often also speaks into our particular situations. As we fix our attention on him in prayer and worship, because we know that he died for us on the cross, we know that he always forgives us and restores us to a right relationship with him when we are sorry for what we've done. We know him with us. We sense his loving presence in us. And we see him at work as we see him work things for good, even hard things, in our own lives and the lives of others. We're learning to realize that he's always with us. And one day, we believe we will see him face to face in joy forever. Now, this is not always easy or straightforward. It requires faith. Easier and more straightforward options are available on your phone right now. But they are a pale imitation of what you were made for. You could have this instead. Jesus with you. Christmas proves it. He came to us so that we could be with him. He sees you today, the real you. You don't need to perform to keep his attention or to gain his affection. In his love, he says to you, come to me, let's talk. The connection and the meaning you long for is what you were made for, because he made you to experience those things with him. Don't go to anyone or anything else. Come to him. No one knows you or loves you like he does.